Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name's Alina. So I thought it would be a cool topic just to talk about friendship breakups. Okay. I know we've talked very heavily on relationships and friendships, and we've maybe talked a little bit in between about friendship breakups and stuff like that. But I figured it'd be cool to just do a whole episode on friendship breakups. I know for myself, I've gone through numerous of them. And for numerous different reasons as well, but I think it's important to still talk about, what it looks like going through that, picking the right friends. So maybe it's less likely to happen. I know for myself, I've gone through several of them, like I've said, but I had one that was just like the worst for me. Like I'm talking about like crying, real heartbreak, like I felt like I was really breaking up with someone I was in a relationship with, because I was.
Yeah.
And I've had some where I was like, good riddance. Like it just like, because you just know.
Yeah.
When things happen in a certain way. So I don't know. Have you ever had any experience with that?
So, you know, I have had, I would say, some like light friendship breakups, but probably one of the bigger ones I had was somebody that came and worked for me when I was first getting into the real estate industry. And I guess, you know, that was my mistake. You really have to be careful when you hire your friends.
Mm.
And so I take responsibility for that. But, you know, I felt like we were pretty close, you know, like I'd go over to her house all the time, make food. If she was sick, I'd bring her, you know, just like I felt close with her. And then, like
literally same situation here.
Some professional things came up and I learned through that process that obviously I cared more about her than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so devastating to me. It felt like a breakup. Like I was like torn up completely about it. So I would say that was probably the hardest. And unfortunately, we've not been able to reconnect or kind of put the pieces back together since then. And I think she's amazing. She's beautiful, talented, an amazing host. And I wish her and her family all the best. But that was so hard for me because, like, in my heart, I think I really loved her as a person. Mm-hmm. And cared about her and her family. But then just certain boundaries professionally were being crossed that I was not okay with. And when I tried to address them, like, the whole thing blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So then that told me, like, I think she was my friend for the opportunity I could provide to her, less about me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hard for me to accept. But again, technically it was my mistake because I hired her up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you should
it's not like you hired her and she was your friend first. Y'all built a friendship through the work relationship. So in the day, I wouldn't even say like that's you to blame yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get close to the people that you work with, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if you're the boss or not, at the end of the day, like if y'all were colleagues, y'all still would have built a relationship over time, mm-hmm. because you're working very closely together. So it happens.
Well, the challenge was that
she forgot her place.
Well,
so when it came to business.
That's the hard part, right? Because on a personal level, you know, I had so much to learn from her because she was older than me, she was already a mom, you know, and I loved talking with her and she was very wise in some things, but then when it came to the business side, I was ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so the role that she was supposed to take on was technically my like employee. And I ended up, she wanted to have the same, she wanted to be on the same level without mm-hmm. putting the same amount of work in. She wanted to split all the compensation equally without putting in 50% of the work. And mm-hmm. that's not how that goes.
Sure.
You know, I don't think there's anywhere where you can contribute 10% and get a 50% profit. You know, so, I mean, it took me months and months and months to finally cut that tie and be like, hey, professionally, this is the line in the sand. And then everything blew up. And I mean, literally the week prior to that, you know, I'd brought food over to her house because she was sick. And the final straw was that all these things I was doing for her, I got her coaching, helping her with different things. She sent me an invoice for, you know, her efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so inflated, like beyond. So for example, doing like a signing for a contract that takes you 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, $600, like some. And so that like, that hurt me too. Cause I was thinking like, you know, I have offered so much value and, but you know, since then I kind of have been more scared and cautious in hiring for sure. But I don't think I would ever like work super closely
with someone and to build a friendship. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or if I did work with them, there'd be clear cut boundaries from the
absolutely
get-go.
Absolutely.
And we would have checkpoints because the relationship is more important than the working relationship. Mm-hmm. I think anyway.
I agree. And I have some that work for me that are roughly the same age as me, and we have a great relationship. I wouldn't go to the extent of saying this. There are friendships that exist, but we certainly have a good relationship with them. They like working with me. I like working with them. Mm-hmm. It's a healthy environment. Mm-hmm. But I would never want them to mistake in the fact that I'm still their boss at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And in my previous experiences, that part has been forgotten, mm-hmm. that the other person doesn't know their place anymore. Mm-hmm. Thinking that they can make the decisions and tell you what to do and call the shots.
The age difference?
No, same age difference. Same age.
Okay.
Same age. I'll never let it get that far again.
Yeah.
And that's where one of the hardest friendship breakups I had was, is the friend that worked with me. She forgot her place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other challenge too,
and she wasn't happy with the repercussions of that and me having to put her back in her place.
Yeah.
Because it got really nasty. And at that point I was like, you're not going to talk to me that way.
Mm-mm. No,
I'm the one that cuts the checks.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think you and I might be similar. You're probably much better than me because you have hired a lot more people. But there's some lines in business. You just don't cross that. You don't cross that, especially if someone is generating the business. It's their, like, it's your business.
Correct.
You're making the money. You're paying them.
Correct. If you want to go make the money that I make, then go start your own business. I'll 100% support you, but don't disrespect me. Don't tell me what you should get paid. You can make a suggestion. Okay, cool, whatever. But don't stay in your place. Mm-hmm. You don't get to cross that.
And sometimes I run into where if somebody's older than me, they think that they deserve to get paid the same or more than me.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
No, it doesn't.
You got to your place in life because you put in the work. Mm-hmm. to make the kind of money that you make. And if they want to do the same thing, then by all means, go and do it. Mm-hmm. But you chose to work with me for a reason.
And technically, you know, when I got into the industry, I took a risk by, you know, the other career I had, I stopped that and I went completely into real estate. That is a risk. Mm-hmm. And so there's people that are working part-time jobs. They have the option to take that risk if they want to.
Full-time.
You know?
A lot of times they don't want to.
And that's totally okay. And like I said, anyone.
But don't be upset about you not making the kind of money you want to make if you're not willing to take the risk to do it.
Because the bottom line is, for me personally, people don't see when business hours are over, I'm still working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always on all the time. And so the income a business can generate, that might be because the business owner is constantly trying to be creative in the marketing, mm-hmm. in the lead generation, in the
building clientele,
all of this,
working 24/7 around the clock.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where the profits come in. And if someone thinks they should have 50% of that or be paid whatever they think they should be paid, that's not their place. You don't tell a job application, I want to be paid this much.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go interview for that.
Mm-hmm. And they'll determine if you are worth what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If anyone could just go in and tell someone what they want to get paid, I think businesses wouldn't be able to thrive as well as they do. Yeah. If they're able just to give everybody what they want. Mm-hmm. Like, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, because there's cost, too. I mean, like, the reason why she couldn't get 50% is because I was shouldering all the business expenses.
Correct.
So, you know, you have the business owner.
You're bringing in the clientele. You're bringing in the business.
Mm-hmm. She didn't bring in a single client.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single. And, you know, I didn't need her there for that. Like, I enjoyed being with her. I think she was awesome. And so I thought wrong. Mm-hmm. So it was just so heartbreaking, but I learned a lot. I learned boundaries are important.
Correct.
You have to set things in stone up front, everything in writing, and it is what it is.
Correct. I think you're always going to have disagreements with friends and other people. But I think what's more important is how the other person communicates and how you're able to communicate with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just had a conversation with one of my really good friends the other day, and he was telling me that apparently in a conversation, I said something that I wasn't supposed to say that other people didn't know about. And I thought everybody knew about it. And he was like, Alina, I would just really appreciate if you wouldn't, if you wouldn't tell my business, basically. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought the other people in the room knew. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I took accountability of it. I apologize. And I was like, I'll be more mindful about it. In that moment, I could have gaslighted him and said, you shouldn't have done it. But no, I was like, you know, I got to take accountability for the fact that I said something that I probably shouldn't have said. But I say all of that because at the end of the day, like, you're going to have disagreements with people, but it's so important on how you communicate with those people and how that relationship ends because of the communication.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good thing to consider when you're picking the right friends, or else you're going to have more friend breakups because you deal with people who cannot communicate. Mm-hmm. And part of the reasons why I've had so many friendship breakups is because of lack of boundaries and poor communication. Most of my friends that I had under the age in my early 20s, I no longer have anymore because of lies and stealing and and numerous other things that could have been resolved if we were on the same level or had enough respect for each other or communicated better. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been friends where I've went and told them, like, hey, I don't appreciate you doing this. Whatever. And at the time in my life and in my early 20s, it was really hard for me to be able to process my emotions, communicate my emotions very well, and being able to let people go who weren't for me. But I was in that phase of my life where I was just cutting anybody off who wasn't mm-hmm. respecting my boundaries. Yeah. And it wasn't like I'm asking for a lot. I'm just asking you to, you know,
be a decent person.
Like, yeah. don't treat me wrong. Steal. Yeah. Like, I had one friend, she was helping me do my hair, and she left, she left it very matted in the middle of my hair. And I didn't know about it until later when I was like feeling around, I was like, what the heck? This feels weird. It doesn't feel very right. Mm-hmm. And basically she was trying to hurry up and rush doing my hair and combined like a bunch of braids together instead of doing them single. I know it might be complicated to understand, but I called her on it. I was like, hey, I don't really appreciate you doing that. Why did you do it that way? I would have just appreciated you just not doing it if you were going to rush through it. Mm-hmm. And she just gaslighted me. And she was like, well, we were trying to go out and da 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 da. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. We don't even have to have this friendship. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it that way. I was rushing. Like, just take accountability and be done with it.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that friendship. End of the day, like, I was direct about how I felt. You didn't acknowledge my feelings. You didn't even take accountability for it. Mm-hmm. I don't need this in my life.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just being okay with just realizing this person is not really for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person is here to take advantage of me. Because mm-hmm. I think if a person's really...
But also doesn't respect you.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want people in your life who aren't going to respect you, who aren't going to respect your boundaries. You just don't want that.
Because the thing is, I think if someone's in your life that respects you, even if there's conflict or disagreements, there's a route to resolving it potentially versus someone that doesn't respect you at all. Then they'll probably just try to gaslight you or just be disrespectful, you know.
Sure.
But I think, I don't know. I think people make it clear. Pretty clear, at least. But when you're younger, I didn't recognize it as easily, for sure.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. Makes sense.
Well,
I think that wraps us up for today. But let us know in the comments if you have any stories you could share about friendships and things you've learned from breakups, friendships, or friendship breakups. But thank you for watching. And we release a new episode every Wednesday. You can follow us on social media and listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for watching.